Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with these words. Lord God, may we not be distracted in what's happening in life. May you be the God of all glory. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So this morning, I want you to kind of think about things and keep your mind off everything else in life. And if someone asked you or someone says, hey, don't look at the dessert. Don't get to the cookie and put the cookie or the cake on your plate before the rest of your food. What's your inclination? When you tell your kids the cookies are for after church, what happens? They sometimes eat the cookies before the church. If you tell your kids your curfew is at 10 o'clock, what are they thinking? Stay out late. Why is he the only one telling us the truth? He doesn't even have a curfew yet. And you're saying, hey, my curfew was 10:15 if my parents said 10, right? What if you say, hey, don't look now, but... And sometimes it seems like whatever someone says, you do that whole thing. Don't look now. Hey, it's you're asking me to look now, aren't you? And so I want to take a look at something here in Luke chapter 12 here. Let's read this together. And he said to his disciples, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. So, God says, don't be anxious about anything. So, if that follows a pattern, what might be something that we start doing right after we hear that? You can be honest. It is church. It's okay. What do you start doing? How much laundry do I have to do? What's for supper? What do I have to do tomorrow that I might need to do the rest of the day? What is coming up that might take me a little bit more time? Maybe I'm just odd. Maybe. But that, as soon as God says, don't be anxious, don't worry about anything, first thing I'd start doing is listing in my mind the things I'm kind of going, okay, what do I have to do in life? The problem is, that's the way my mind works. God says, don't do this, and I do it. And so today we kind of want to take a look at that. Because in our epistle lesson, you ever look at the names that God displays? He starts talking about the people of the Old Testament and how many good things they did. And I start looking at Abraham and what a great guy Abraham was. And man, I can never amount to what Abraham did. And his name is in the Bible. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, if you would read this with me. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Wow, what a great guy. God says, pack up everything you have, sell your house, and I want you just to go to wherever I lead you. Could you do it? Could you do it? Abraham did not know where he was going, had never been there. There was no internet. He couldn't look up housing prices. He couldn't look up landscape. The problem was he was going to a place God said, I'll show you where it is, and you'll know when you get there. The problem is Abraham simply obeyed, and we're like, man, I wish I could be like Abraham. I'm not Abraham. I can't do that. Great. And so we look back and say, well, Abraham must have been this great guy, just went off and did it. I just can't be Abraham. The problem with sometimes what we read in the New Testament about Abraham, the problem was Abraham wasn't exactly this perfect person. This perfect person. Did you know that Abraham was married to a really, really, really good-looking woman? Did you know that? You're like, how can he be less perfect? Good house, up on the mountaintops, great land. But the problem being is that Scripture points out that Abraham also had his struggles in life. There's a story of him and Pharaoh and him and Abimelech. You see, she was so good-looking that everybody started talking about her. And two different places, Pharaoh, who was one of the most powerful guys in that area, he took one look at her and said, mine. So he takes her and says, Abraham, you don't mind, do you? Abraham says, well, she's only my sister. Same thing with Abimelech. Abimelech wasn't that powerful. Abraham said to himself, well, I don't want to die. So therefore, I'll just call her my sister. So both times he didn't protect his wife like he should. And so both times he lied. And yet, how many times in the New Testament do you hear of Abraham lying? No, you hear by faith what he did correct. And the problem is he also struggled in life. Just because it said that he went from point A to point B doesn't mean he didn't struggle along the way. It doesn't mean that Abraham was perfect. It's just by faith he went out. Not everything was smelling like roses. But by faith, he listened to the word of God and what God had for him. And so that's what we want to focus here on this morning. When God says, and that's problematic for us, right? How do we know what God says? Well, he's spoken to us in his word. And from John 21, I want to read this. If you would, read this with me. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. Now, this is very prophetic about what Peter would go through, how he would actually later go through the point of being crucified. But I think it is very true of us today. When you were young, you went about and did whatever you wanted to do. You fancied wherever you wanted to go. And at this stage in life, there is a stage in which we start to wonder. And more and more, I'm visiting nursing homes and hospital visits in which the people are wondering, what is God doing? Because you get to a stage in life, kind of like what's being said, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. And that's a real struggle in life. That's a real struggle in life because I don't like to grow old. There was a point in time where I was this young, vibrant guy. And I could stay out all night and I could do a lot of things. And my body cooperated. And now my body hurts. This pain is something I don't like. And I've heard that when you get even older, it gets even more fun. And that's a challenge. It's a challenge because life has a lot of struggles. It's a challenge to listen to what God says and struggle through what happens in life versus what God says. And sometimes I like to be as stubborn as anybody else, saying, God, what do you want from me? Because I really don't like what I'm going through. And if you would, please take this from me. But God doesn't, because God wants me to learn in the struggle. And a lot of times God takes away what I think is mine. And the problem being is that I don't like it. And I struggle with who God is. And if God was really someone who promised a lot to me, I wouldn't have to worry or wonder, or I wouldn't have to be concerned what was going to happen later in life or to friends or to family. At the same time, God doesn't say to Abraham, go to this place and you'll find this 5-star resort. You won't have to worry about anything else in life. No, he says, go, and Abraham went. To me, he says, don't worry. What's the first thing I do? I worry about everything. God, I wish I could be Abraham. I wish I could know for sure what is to happen in my life. I wish you would just tell me flat out what I needed to go through in order to serve you. Problem is, he doesn't do that. But interesting enough is, let's look at this as Lutherans. All right, let's read this first line together. You shall have no other gods. I think we've heard that. I think we heard that. And my line is, what does this mean? Together, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We can say, God, I don't have other gods. But when we hear the explanation, fear, love, and trust in God above all things, that's a struggle. That's a struggle. But how do we live? How do we go through life? We don't understand what God is doing. We don't understand why life takes the turns it does. And so we really wonder, and Lord God, why? And at the same time, I go back to what he said from of old to Abram. Let's read this. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. It's easy to look at what Abraham did. It's easy to look at his life and say, man, if I knew what was going to happen, that would be easy to be him. Because you know his whole life story. And your whole life story is still unwritten. And that is the difficulty, that is the challenge here this morning of looking at those first two words. Fear not. Fear not, because that is difficult for us. Because God bids us to do this. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. These things, Lord, when are these things going to come into my life? The problem is, I don't often take notice of that which he's already given. I don't take notice that the things that all I need, seek first his kingdom, the very first thing, it doesn't matter the house, the car, how many dogs, how many boats, how many pieces of silverware I have. Seek first his kingdom, and the rest will be added to you. We know that song. But it is in the struggle in which I struggle and ask God, God, even though I struggle against myself, I want to trust you more. Lord, help me learn in the conflicts that I go through, that I put you through, to find out, Lord, what is it that you want from me? And where do you want me to go? We pray. Lord God, even in the midst of the struggles of life, Lord God, we ask you to be with us. Lord God, there's not a person in this room that can tell the person beside them what's to come next. Lord God, sometimes we're going through roller coasters. Sometimes, Lord, we want to be so mad at you, we want to scream at you till we're deaf, till we're mute. Sometimes, Lord, it's in the stillness that, Lord God, we don't understand why you won't speak to us. Lord God, in the midst of this life, be with us even more. Guide us as you sought to guide out Abraham and Peter, that even though they didn't know what was going to happen next in life, Lord God, there was this thing called trust, Lord. Lord God, I will admit that I'm the first person that needs that. Be with us, Lord, as, Lord God, we seek out that which we can't comprehend. But we thank you, Lord, that you have given us a promise in your word of a feast to come, a glory found only in your name. In your son's name we pray. Amen.